This is Gabor Tort conducting an interview with Roy Callaghan at his former residence at the Country Club Riding Academy in O'Hare Valley. It's the 26th of January 2011 at about 20 past 11 in the morning. And Roy, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Sure. I first came to the Valley 1963, but prior to that I lived in Johnsonville all my life, and I used to see the various farmers, the Bests in particular, bring their sheep and cattle over the old coach road down to Johnsonville, which was a shipping centre with auctions, and the cattle were all bought by rail as well, which, you know, in those days you couldn't bring them by truck, the railways had a monopoly. And therefore they were sold off and sent down to the various meat works. And so I used to ride over the old coach road. I started riding when I was about 10. Had a horse in Johnsonville. And in fact, eventually several horses in Johnsonville. And started the riding school off there when I was 16. Then I bought a section up Ironside Road. Built some stables on that and enlarged the school. And then eventually sold that and came out to O'Hare Valley.
Johnsonville back then, I presume it was not much more than a small village, was it?
They used to nickname it Cowtown.
Cowtown, yeah.
And it looked like something out of a Wild West photograph of a town with a blacksmith shop on the main street, a billiard saloon next to it, which was a sly grog place as well. Taylor's General Store, which sold everything from tin biscuits to shovels and picks, and they'd deliver groceries and what have you. The other side of the road was the Empress Picture Theatre, and Willett's the chemist, and all the way through up and down the main street with these lovely old buildings with their false fronts, and there's a lot of character for the place. In those days you'd look twice to see a stranger, today you could look twice to see an old face. But yeah, that's how Johnsonville was in those times.
And so you grew up there, and
yes.
Did you attended school?
Yes. There? Yep. Yep. Johnsonville School, Johnsonville West School. At, yeah. Well, the main school rather. Mm. Sorry. The So when I'd heard that there's 100-acre block coming up for sale in the valley here, it was extremely run down, all covered in gorse. And the front was a bog, there's rusty old tins and rotten sacks and buildings that had to be demolished and whatever.
What year would this have been?
63. And I went into partnership with Tony Keane, who also had a great interest in horses. And so I bought him out about 4 years later. And we've still kept good friends. He's since purchased some land in the valley here, 100-acre block, and he's still messing around with horses.
Mm-hmm. Was this an area of business which had largely been neglected in Wellington? Were there other opportunities for city folk to go riding, or did you see this? There was a hole in the market that you thought could be filled.
There were several riding schools as such around, but they were pretty rough and rugged, when we wanted to make something better down here than what there was, and having a reasonable sized piece of land, we were able to develop it and settle in for the long term. So we slowly built it up, and during that time we used to use the old coach road between Johnsonville and O'Hare Valley quite regularly. It was the only place we could really go trekking apart from the 100 acres that we could ride on here of our own land. That changed, of course, later, but at that time that was pretty important to us. And around the time of the Waihini storm, one of the farmers, Jim Hume, wanted to close the coach road because a lot of people were writing, not our people, but a lot of people from elsewhere, because our treks were conducted as a rule. Sometimes they weren't, but generally they were.
So they would be guided?
Yes.
Yep.
Unless we got to know people we could rely on and say they could take their own horse, one of our horses out then, rather. So the coach road was pretty important to us, and a lot of other people from Johnstonville would come out riding and go all over his land and so on, so we can see his problem. But the Waihini storm brought some trees down across it, and so the Hutt County Council, as it was in those days, decided they're going to close it. And there was quite a bit of kerfuffle about that from various people who use it for walking and so on.
Do you think the farmer concern was actually lobbying the council? Do you?
Yes, he was pretty friendly with Seton Ossida, who was also for closing the road at that time. And while this was happening, though, a Heaney storm came along and brought down some large pine trees on the Johnstonville side of the road. And it went right back to the top of Broderick Road. And it was a lovely walking track with a bit of native bush coming through, and it's a shame that it was, that part of it was subdivided. Anyway, so we got, the council said, well, the road's closed, so, it's blocked, so you can't use it anyway. So I got a chainsaw contractor and Feast and McJoro, the bulldozing people, and they chugged up together and they chopped the trees out and bulldozed them off the track. We said, right, well, the road's now open. The council said, well, it still doesn't solve the problem of the people riding through. So I said, okay, I'll build a fence from Mahari Valley to Johnstonville, one barbed wire, which will keep the horses off. So I did that. I built, started down here and on Hume's land on the upper side. In reality, a public road should be fenced by the owner, but we were using it as a business as well. I acknowledge that. And so they said, okay, we won't close it now then, that's done. And it seemed to be working fine, and so that's the way it stayed. So the road, different people have professed of keeping the old coach road open, and the reality is that half of it's gone. There's only the valley half that's left. There's a bit of a walking track on the other side, which still is valid, but is nowhere near as nice as it used to be. But nevertheless, it's still there. And I used to love, apart from that, I used to love riding over it as a kid, as did many of the other Johnstonville horse owners. Mostly boys in those days, I might add, but very few girls riding.
It sounds like quite a serious undertaking. How long was the fence line?
Probably about 3 kilometres. Give or take two and a half, three kilometres. It was a pretty slow job. Putting the posts in was the slowest, but in fact it was only one barbed wire. We got it done fairly quickly because it didn't need battening or anything like that. So anyway, we plodded along, and then we managed to purchase some more land right alongside of us, and another 300 acres, and which was ideal from the trekking point of view and from the farming as well. It's been built up till today. There's 800 acres or just over, and it's more of a viable farming proposition now than what it was originally.
What are you farming, or what were you farming?
Sheep and cattle.
Sheep and cattle, yeah.
When we had the first bit of land, it was mostly cattle and horses who graze well together. But keeping the blocks that we'd purchased were all covered in gorse, so we spent years and years getting rid of the gorse. It's to the point now where we're right on top of it. But where the heavily infested areas are, we keep spraying each year, mostly by knapsack now, so it's before it was helicopter. We still do a bit of helicopter spraying, but it's improved to what it was, and we put roading and fencing and so on, and built a little lodge and what have you.